Delta residents last week had an opportunity to get more information and pose questions in person to FortisBC representatives regarding the application to expand the Tilbury LNG facility. The public information session at the Coast Salwa Senator Inn on Thursday, January 23, was part of the latest round of consultations as the current public comment period ends March 3, 2025. The environmental assessment application for the Tilbury Phase 2 LNG expansion project in Delta was filed last month with the BC Environmental Assessment Office, EAO. FortisBC explains that the next phase will see the EAO work with participating First Nations, a technical advisory committee, community advisory committee, local governments and the public to review the application for an environmental assessment certificate. Winding its way through a lengthy application and review process, the project would increase the Tilbury facility's LNG production capacity by more than 50%, up to 7,700 tons of LNG per day for an operational life of at least 40 years. The expansion would allow for a total storage capacity of up to 216,400 cubic meters of LNG and includes an additional storage tank and liquefaction facilities. The project is undergoing a substituted environmental assessment review under the Federal Impact Assessment Act and the British Columbia Environmental Assessment Act. The BCEAO is leading the review, which consists of seven phases. The Tilbury Phase 2 environmental assessment is now in what is called an application development and review. The latest phase is to, among other things, have the EAO gather public feedback on the accuracy and completeness of the application, which includes such details as the proposed design of the project, where it will be located as well as the potential environmental, social, economic, cultural and health impacts.